You have your Bibles. Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 4. And also 2 Samuel chapter 9. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Amen. Very familiar scripture, the story of Mephibosheth. We've heard it. I said one time before when Preacher Jonathan Hughes and Preacher Jacob Berry preached on this passage of scripture that I didn't know if I'd ever preach on that passage of scripture ever again after two crippled preachers preaching this. But the Lord does things and works things out. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass as she made haste to flee that he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. Okay, go to chapter 9, verse 1. Chapter 9, verse 1. Let me just kind of give you a little quick introduction. When a new king took over, most of the time the new king would kill everybody in the old king's family. That way you don't have an heir. You don't have nobody coming back to the throne. So what happens is Jonathan's nursemaid hears about King Saul and his dad, Mephibosheth's nursemaid, hears about King Saul and Jonathan being killed. So they know what's happening. There's a new king coming in. So she picks him up and she's running and she drops him and he falls. Now sometime later, David is sitting around, and David and Jonathan, if you go back and study it, David and Jonathan were best friends. The Bible says that their souls were knit together. Most of us guys in here, and you ladies, you have that kind of a friend that you know that you're close with, that like a closer than a brother. Amen. And that's now David begins to speak in chapter 9, verse 1. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was the house of Saul, a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said to him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet." It's amazing to me that it was Jonathan, David's best friend, that had the son. And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machar, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machar, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. God, I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us, to Lord, to preach this, God, in a way that you would be pleased, God. God, I pray, God, you would touch hearts, God. Help us right now, Lord, and whatever's done, we'll praise you, we'll honor you, God, because, Lord, you're worthy. Thank you for what you're going to do right now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As a type of typology in the Bible, understand something. This is something where we have a king's son that made a way for somebody else. Amen. That's a type of Jesus, in case y'all sitting there wondering. It was him that made the way. Amen. What we have here, and I want to preach a little while on the thought of my last night in Lodabar. The word Lodabar, and I've heard preachers preach this all over, and I've heard all the studying that I can do to find out what Lodabar actually means, David, is basically a pastureless place or a place of nothing. Now, understand something. Mephibosheth goes from King Saul's grandson, which would have put him in direct lineage to be king one day, to living in a place of nothingness. Now, I'm not going to try to preach it all in one spot here, but understand something. We were all made what we are after the fall. I read to you about how that he was made lame after the fall. The human race was made lame after the fall in the Garden of Eden. And the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Every last one of us in here need Jesus. Every last one of us in here need help. Every last one of us, and you're going to understand when I get to preaching this, every last one of us has been in Lodabar. Some of us is in Lodabar tonight. Some of us can't hardly get out of Lodabar. A place of nothing, a place of no blessing, a place of no pastures, a place of no green grass, a place where it's just dry and it seems like it's just all the time. How many ever feel like you're always in a dry place? It seems like the best you can do, you feel your way climbing out every once in a while, and the best you can do, you get knocked back down the loader bar. I'm just telling you, folks, understand it. It's your choice. It's your choice. Mephibosheth had no choice in this matter. Mephibosheth was lame in both his feet. It's amazing to me when we study the Bible, Brother Tony, and we find out about Mephibosheth, that Mephibosheth did get married and Mephibosheth did have children. But just because you got a family, just because you got kids, don't mean that you're living in a place other than Lodabar. Some of us, Brother Robert, some of us living in Lodabar tonight and nobody else knows it. Some of y'all come into God's house and you put on a smile. You come into God's house and you put on the show and it seems like everything's dry. Hell, you can smile and you know when to raise your hand in church. You know how to come in and have church. But when's the last time you actually got out of Lodabar? Now, I got just a few points. I want to just kind of trying to show you. Let's look, number one, look at the realm of Lodabar. We all dwelt there. I'm going to be honest with you. Before I got saved, that's where I was. I was dwelling in the realm of Lodabar, a place of nothingness. Let's just be honest with you. Nobody went to church that day to get saved. Matt, when you got saved, did you go to church that day to get saved? Brother Robert, when you got saved, did you go to church that day to get saved? I didn't go to church that day to get saved. Because I was living in a realm of Lodabar. I told you, I went to church to be with my wife. We were dating at the time. That was the only reason I went to church. I didn't care what the preacher was going to preach. I didn't care what they were going to sing about. I was living in the realm of Lodabar. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was not happy where I was at. See, what happens when you start dwelling with people that's saved? What happens when you start going to church just to be with your girlfriend? What happens when you start dwelling around people that ain't living in Lodabar, Ronnie? You realize that you living in Lodabar. I realized that I was not happy. There's a realm that we live in. I realized that I was in a place of nothingness. I realized that I was in a place with no green pastures. I realized that I was in a desert place, and I didn't like it, and that's why I changed. Somebody's got to make their mind up this morning. Mephibosheth had no choice in the matter. He could not get out of Lodabar. He was there. He was lame in both his feet. He had no other options. And I understand something. Maybe it was in the back of his mind. If I ever leave this place, if I ever go away from this place, King David might find out about me and know that he might put me to death. He had to stay. You don't have to stay. The realm of Lodabar, we've all dwelt there. The reality of Lodabar. Now listen, from royalty to nothing. I was raised in church, folks. I was raised in church. I've heard this man's testimony. He was raised in church. All he's ever known his whole life is church. Church, church, church. Amen? How many of y'all was raised in church? And you know, I mean, your whole life raised in church. You knew right from wrong. But that don't mean you were saved. The reality of Lodabar is this. We all know what we're supposed to do, but sometimes we choose. The reality of Lodabar is this. We got Christians in this building right now that are living in Lodabar. We got people in this building right now. You're living in that dry place. It's like you feel no moisture. Even though it might be raining outside, you feel no moisture. Even though it might be beautiful outside, and now we're living in the springtime, everything's turned green, but at your house, it seems like everything's dry. At your house, it seems like the reality of Lodabar. And I was thinking about this as I was going down the road this morning, Brother David. I've heard about the Mojave Desert. I've never been there. I've heard about the Sahara Desert. I've never been there. But spiritually, sometimes if we're not careful, the reality is we all get there. Where are you at this morning? Mephibosheth had no choice, but you do. The problem is, a lot of times it's like in the Old Testament, Brother David, when Moses was leading the children of Israel, and the Bible says they come up on a place called Mara, and Mara means bitterness west, and they were there, but just a few days' journey, there was a place called Elim, and had 70 palm trees with a lake there. Hey, all you got to do is make up your mind. I'm sick and tired of living in Lodabar. I'm ready to get out. Amen. The reality, but the problem is, every once in a while, we get relaxed in Lodabar. Imagine now, I look back and I see Joe and these little kids. Imagine, how old is he now? 4. Oh, he says he's 5. Hallelujah. Imagine a child that age. Perfectly healthy. The Bible don't say what age Mephibosheth was, but imagine a child that age, perfectly healthy, and now his granddaddy Matt and his daddy is dead. Snatched out of a place, Brother Tony, where all he had, everything was laid out at his feet. He had to want for nothing. And now he's crippled in both legs, Brother Donald, and he can't do nothing else. He grows up in Lodabar, Dale. He don't know nothing about a palace. He don't know nothing about a king. He heard the stories. Oh, you ain't going to believe what your daddy used to do. You ain't going to believe how your granddaddy was. He heard the stories. But the reality is, and the thing about it is, Mephibosheth had been there so long, that's all he knew. And it's real easy when that's all you know to get relaxed in that kind of position. It's real easy when that's all you know to say, hey, there ain't no better for me. This is it. I can't do no better. I can't be no better. I can't live no better. Hey, I don't care what daddy did. I don't care what mama did. I don't care what your granddaddy and all them did. I'm just telling you right now, there is better than Lodabar. And I understand Mephibosheth knew there was better than Lodabar, but he couldn't do nothing about it. And the problem is, sometimes we as Christians, we get relaxed in Lodabar. We come to God's house and the band's up singing and they having a time raising their hands and you sitting there and everything's dry in your pew. You look over at the ones beside you and they got tears running down their face and they got a smile on their face and your head ain't leaked in a long time. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody. God didn't wake me up in the middle of the night the other night and give me these points for just to sit here and holler at you. Somebody's relaxed in Lodabar. Somebody's done settled down in Lodabar, and you're relaxed there, and you don't think there's no better. But understand something. With Mephibosheth, he didn't know, but it was going to be his last night in Lodabar. Because there was a king somewhere sitting on a throne that said, I want to show kindness for Jonathan's sake. I'm going to show kindness for, hey, somebody that you didn't even really know. Somebody that you never really met. Somebody that, hey, oh, he was kin to you, but you didn't realize it. He was a near kinsman, but you didn't realize it. He died on a cross. There was somebody that had died that was going to pave a way for this little crippled boy that was living in Lodabar to go sit at the king's table. David wakes up one morning. No doubt, lest this had been on his mind. David wakes up one morning and says, is there anybody left of the house of Saul? And there happened to be a man named Ziba. That is a type of the Holy Ghost. And David says, hey, the king, my God, I feel preaching now. The king called him in there, and the king said, is there anybody left for the house of Saul? And Ziba, the Holy Ghost, said, yeah, there's one little cripple boy. It was Jonathan's son. He's living down there in a place of Lodabar. And the king told the Holy Ghost, go fetch him. That's a country boy word right there, glory to God. And it's in the King James Bible, go fetch him, glory. Hey, I like it when Jesus goes and fetches people, amen. Hey, Mephibosheth gets up that morning. He gets up that morning. I don't know if he's got a wheelchair or how he's moving around, David. But he gets up that morning. He ain't got a clue what's going on. He didn't realize that was his last night in Lodabar. He didn't realize that things was getting ready to change. He didn't realize that things was getting ready to pick up, Brother Johnny. But he get up that morning and probably had some kind of little meaningless breakfast, because they're living in a place of nothingness. They're living in a place where you don't get blessed. He gets up and he has his breakfast, and all of a sudden there's a knock on the door. He don't go to the door because he can't walk. Door opens up and it's Ziba. Is Mephibosheth here? Probably fear strikes his heart. He said, the king wants you. The king wants you. Oh, I'm telling you this morning, the king wants you. The king is tired of you living in Lodabar. The king is tired of you living in a place of nothingness. The king is tired, and he has sent the Holy Ghost here this morning to fetch you. They take him west, and I don't know. The Bible don't give us the whole story, but can't you imagine? I just imagine, Brother Robert, it looking like this right here. There's some fellas out there that look like Jacob Pardue. Hey, that little fella comes out there. Somebody reaches down and grabs this little man, sets him up in the king's carriage. Oh, he ain't never rode in nothing like that before. I believe his white horse is out front. The Holy Ghost gets in there with him, and they say, let's go. And they pull up at the king's palace. Still dirty from Lodabar. Still got the Lodabar smell on him. Still got the Lodabar look of him. Hey, they take him out. They bring him in, and they set him down before the king. And the king says, hey, your days in Lodabar is over. You'll never eat in Lodabar again. You're going to set it continually at my table from here on out. That was the rescue from Lodabar. He had no choice in it. He had no choice. But that was his last night in Lodabar. Yeah. You and I got a choice. Some of y'all living in that realm of Lodabar right now, you got the choice. The Holy Ghost is here. My God, the Holy Ghost is here. It's almost, like Brother David, I can see it in my mind. The carriage is pulled up. You ain't Mephibosheth. You ain't crippled. The Holy Ghost wants you to step out. Come down to this altar and spiritually step up into that carriage, because this could be your last night in Lodabar. You done got relaxed there. This could be your last night in Lodabar. You done got to that place where you don't think there is no better. But I'm telling you right now, there is better. Amen. This could be your last night in Lodabar. And spiritually, just go ahead and throw this at you. Spiritually. When Mephibosheth sat at the king's table, Brother Larry, he sits down, Brother David, and they spread it out. Mephibosheth sees more food than he's ever seen in his life. Almost reminds me of the story that Preacher Roger Duncan told that time about the little girl that grew up in the orphanage, and they come in and Mike and gave her a glass of milk and they said, here you go. She said, where's the line? They said, what line are you talking about? She said, well, at my foster home we had a line that we could drink down to. Said, that's all we could get. He said, honey, there ain't no line on this glass. All that's yours. Can't you see Mephibosheth said, well, what's mine? And David said, it's all yours. Can't you just imagine, Brother Ralph, Mephibosheth probably thinking, it can't get no better than this. It can't get no better than this. But it did. When he died, the Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. My God, he ain't never seen a table like that. And the fact is, Brother Tommy, this could be our last night in Lodabar. The rapture could take place today. And we sitting in heaven, heavenly places. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all something. This place we're living in right now is spiritually a Lodabar. I'm just telling you, it is. But we go into a place I've not seen, ears not heard, have not even entered into hearts of man what God has prepared. If you're here today and you're not saved, you're not going. It's almost like, let me just give you a picture of somebody that's here today and you're not right with God, you're not where you need to be. It's almost like Mephibosheth sitting there and he's all crippled up, David, and Ziba coming there and said, the king wants you. I don't want to go. The king wants you. I'm happy where I'm at. The king wants you. You don't understand. There's a palace. There's food. Oh, no, I'm happy in Lodabar. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all. Now, this ain't good preaching, but this is just country boy talk. Josh, it'd take an idiot to say that. I don't know about y'all, but when the Holy Ghost showed up at my door, bless God, I tried to knock him down to get on that carriage. Is this going to be your last night in Lodabar? The choice is yours. The last night in Lodabar. Matt comes saying he walked every mile.